This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review talking to Rebecca Fawn and Elton Townend Jones about their new show, Dalloway. Now, just before we started, Rebecca, you were saying there's a lot of interest in Rebecca in Virginia Woolf.
Yeah, well, there seems to be. Obviously, we didn't know that there was going to be some kind of a Virginia Woolf zeitgeist going on, but we're very glad there is. Certainly, the National Portrait Gallery has got a huge Virginia Woolf exhibition at the moment going on. I know that the Royal Ballet is in the process of creating a show about Mrs. Dalloway. There's also a couple of other interactive pieces of theatre which are also based on Mrs. Dalloway. So I think there's a real kind of re-falling in love with the modernist principle as well, and Virginia Woolf especially. So I think it's something. This is a novel that Elton and I have both adored for many, many years, and it was a project that we've actually wanted to do since the inception of Dyad back in 2009. So it's taken us until this year to actually get around to doing it. So yeah, a project long in the making.
Things have their moments, though, don't they?
Absolutely.
And it sounds like this is the moment. So I was going to ask you what triggered it, but clearly it's been gradually coming along. Elton, tell us a bit about how you set about the adaptation.
I think originally we planned to do it as a two-hander. I think because you've got the two main sort of pivotal characters, Clarissa Dalloway and Septimus Smith. Septimus Smith being the character who's come back from the war, the First World War, with shell shock. But as I began to read and reread and re-re-read the book, it occurred to me that really what the play needed would be a single performer, because the book itself seems to pluck all these characters through this sort of narrative voice of Virginia Woolf's, which is partly Virginia Woolf, partly Clarissa Dalloway, and everything sort of springs onto the page from this central voice. And I just thought two actors on stage for this piece would be getting in the way. So I wrote a proposal to Rebecca saying, I really think this should just be you. And then once I picked her up off the floor, having fainted at the sheer amount of line learning she was going to have to do, we ploughed on. I think really it is a piece that speaks with a very female voice. It has a lot of men and male characters within the book and within the play, but these are men who are very much coloured or painted by the women in their lives, and deeply affected by the women in their lives. But clearly the main sort of voice of the book is that of Clarissa Dalloway, and so it seemed to me that this was a Rebecca Vaughan performance, no one else required.
Okay, well, I'm interested in a moment in asking about some of the choices you made as you went through, but I think we should find out from Rebecca how she felt about that.
About the idea of it being a solo show, I was terrified. I think for a long while, because we thought it was going to be a two-hander, that's what I'd had in my head. And suddenly the idea of the kind of responsibility of having to hold such an amazing novel, such a well-loved novel as well on your own, is... it's quite daunting. Having said that, Elton is an astonishing writer, astonishing adapter of work. And when I read the first draft, I just thought it was absolutely beautiful. So although it was frightening, I thought, wow, it's something to really get my teeth into. So I felt quite lucky in that respect.
So she liked the first draft, so that was good. Tell us a bit about the choices that you made in terms... Because there's a lot of characters in the book.
Yeah, there are loads of characters, a lot more than we depict on stage.
I think I play about 20-something, maybe 20, 22, something like that.
Yeah, but varying from the tiniest cameo to, you know, Septimus or Clarissa. I think really what I wanted to do with the piece was very much narrow it down to the character of Clarissa and Septimus, but obviously as it went along, the characters of Peter Walsh. Ooh, a bar fight, a shindy of brawling women, drunken women. That's a quote from the play. So yeah, boiling it down to Clarissa and Septimus, wanted to definitely... Something we try to do as Dyad is give strong female voices. We've always done that. We've always tried to do that. With this piece, we wanted to give a voice to the survivors, both psychologically and physically, of the First World War. And also, in any piece that we do historically, we like to try and identify things that have never really changed, you know, the kind of same as it ever was sort of scenarios, but also the big differences in the way we live and the way they lived. So with all that in mind, your biggest priority is reducing a novel to 20 pages less. But you focus on what... You serve the story. You try and be faithful to Virginia Woolf. You try and be faithful to the characters, but you also have to create a play that works. So with that in mind, I think the play balances pretty much equally between Septimus and Clarissa, but also you have a great deal of input from a character like Peter Walsh. And one of the interesting things was we knew straight away that it was going to be Rebecca walking around in a dress pretending to be men, and could we get away with that? And again, you know, it's that old maxim of inventing nothing and denying nothing and just getting on with it, telling the truth, being honest. And I think for me, as much as I adapted it and edited it and pared it down and kept paring it down, then rewrote scenes very bravely, rewrote sequences such as Septimus' death to make it more theatrical. giving things away, yeah, okay. Once I'd done that, I think also part of my role as a writer was the directorial role, making the transitions work, making the blocking be something that was part of a seamless narrative. I said to Rebecca the other day, it's like a caterpillar that moves from one part of the stage to the next. I'm gesticulating wildly. Moves from one part of the stage to the next.
Pictures are better in sound.
Yes, yes. I'm more handsome too. And just making sure that everything moved and continued to move from the beginning of the play to the end of the play seamlessly.
Lovely. So we'll flip it back to Rebecca now, and how your process in terms of rehearsing it and finding that character, finding all the characters you do, and how that feels.
How it feels? It's still terrifying. It's been a great process. I mean, it is daunting to kind of think, gosh, I've got 20 characters to play, and some of them are extremely top draw, you know, they are literally cameos, and Virginia Woolf writes them as top draw characters, you know, a couple of them are just very, you know, straight cameos, and then some of them obviously are Clarissa's and Peter Walsh's and Septimus Smith's, but they are so honest and so, they're all having kind of existential crises, and they're all thinking about what it is to be human, what it is to exist, what they want out of life, what life is about, and to play all these different people having such things, it's interesting. It asks a lot of yourself, and it's been a fascinating process for me, because it's really made me think about myself, and it's made me ask the questions that the characters ask themselves. I've had to find all kinds of madness and depths within me, and for that it's been really interesting to be able to kind of turn it out every day as well. So it's been it's getting loud and noisy in this bar. But yes, it's been a really interesting process, and it's a process I don't think that stops. I mean, we're now into the second, we just had our second preview, and I am very much still finding things, and I will continue to find things. I mean, I find this with all my solo shows, that even touring 2 years down the line, I still have these beautiful epiphanies where, even if it's just one line that I hadn't mined the depths of, and you just go, gosh, how did I not see that before? That's beautiful, it's astonishing, it's so clear to me. So at the moment it's about kind of juggling balls in the air, and there's a lot of balls to juggle, and so I keep dropping a few, and it's trying to kind of get them all going, and hopefully over the next, you know, over the next day or so, I'll really feel that I've got them all going. But it's definitely getting there, and it's a real joy to be able to speak Virginia Woolf's and Elton's words and see an audience be affected by them. I mean, I'm just creating pictures on stage, and yet people are being really affected. People have been crying, and that's an astonishing thing to do. I'm not trying to do that, but these people are coming on a journey with us, and that's really astonishing. I mean, that's all testament to the words and Elton's writing and direction. It really is. So, I feel very honoured.
Well, and I think your performance as well.
Well, I think again, it's trying to invent nothing, deny nothing, see the script for what it is, and try and bring hopefully some techniques I've learned over the years, but I don't want to impose too much. I think it's imposing on such a beast as Mrs. Dalloway that could crush it. So I've tried to let it breathe with Elton's direction, who's been amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I think apart from the noise, I think we've got a nice feel of it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. So thank you very much, Elton and Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thank you.